All right, something hilarious has been happening over the past 24 hours, and it deserves a video of its own, because MAGA Republicans are visibly terrified of the new wave of leaders emerging within the Democratic Party who will not pull punches, who go for the jugular when necessary. And let me know in the comment section, yes or no, do you guys like it when Democratic leaders or governors or Congress members or even people on YouTube like me are aggressive, pull no punches, and tell it how it is? We do that a lot on Piers Morgan or CNN, and we will continue to do so. But somebody who is doing this in an amazing fashion is California Governor Gavin Newsom. I'm not even joking. Republicans are scared, not only of Newsom, but of James Tallarico, a Texas representative who got kicked off of Fox News yesterday for bringing the facts to Will Kane. They are terrified of people like Jasmine Crockett, who are able to just debunk things on the spot. And we know that they're terrified. For example, you know Beto O'Rourke. There's a quote of him that went viral on Twitter. He said, quote, "The next time we win power, we're going to drive that car like we stole it. We're going to legalize every dreamer, every dreamer's parents, every hardworking American doing backbreaking works that makes this country so goddamn great in the first place." And the crowd cheered. Well, that pissed off Republicans. A Republican named Logan Hall said, "At this point, the entire Democrat Party is essentially just a domestic terrorist organization that exists to open the floodgates to the barbarians and destroy America." Okay, dreamers are not people who are coming in through illegal means and we open the floodgates. That's just a huge misunderstanding. But this post got 1.1 million views and 26,000 likes. Okay, the reason why I'm showing you this is because whenever strong Democratic leaders stand up and actually want to rewrite the rules in our own way, MAGA Republicans freak the hell out. Over 26,000 Republicans liked this tweet that were salty at Beto O'Rourke because he wants to play by our own rules. I tried to summarize this in a post where I said, "Governor Newsom's redistricting strategy is uniquely clever, and it's the first time in a while I've seen Democrats gain a first mover advantage by writing the rules themselves, rather than waiting for Trump to rewrite them and being purely reactive. Newsom flipped Trump's arbitrary deadline strategy back on him, which allowed him to make a proactive move when Trump inevitably missed the deadline." I'll explain further, but if you like this type of punchy rhetoric, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed because we will continue to fight hard. But what I'm talking about here is Governor Newsom's relentless punching at the Trump administration. And let's just break down some of these posts. The most recent one reads, "When Speaker Little Man Johnson is standing in, quote, the unemployment line," it's funny because Trump always randomly puts stuff in quotes that doesn't belong in quotes, "he can thank Donald Taco J. Trump. Trump missed a simple deadline, something he has often done with his many failed businesses. Now California will, quote, fire him with new, more beautiful maps. Highly anticipated, historic press conference with your favorite governor, Gavin Christopher Newsom. Thank you for your attention to this matter." There's even an intentional typo within this one, but it continues. He then complains about DeSantis. By the way, DeSantis is another scared Republican. He goes on Fox News and is complaining, "California is gerrymandered. They have a commission, but that's a ruse." Never, ever, ever let Republicans get away with this terrible talking point. There is no comparison between what Democrats have done. But yes, Democratic states are gerrymandered. It's usually in response to Republican states being gerrymandered, but that's different. As I point out in this argument right here, some Republican replies and says, "I'm asking any Democrat to explain to me what Texas is doing differently than California, Illinois, New Jersey, New York." And I say, "Can you provide a specific example, including the date, of any of those states redistricting in the middle of a census cycle explicitly to impact a midterm election? I'll wait for an instance with a date included." And the top reply is an AOC right-wing parody. It says, "The example has to be in the middle of a census cycle? Is that really the standard?" Yeah, that is exactly what Republicans are doing, and that's why it's so damaging. We're not just mad that they gerrymandered. That happens in a lot of states. We're mad that they're doing it intentionally before the midterms because they're scared. Trump cannot win normally, and this brings me back to Governor Gavin Newsom. What he said regarding DeSantis was, "The thirst queen has emerged. We will not be lectured on democracy by someone who lost to a cartoon mouse with gloves." And of course, they're referring to him losing lawsuit against Disney. Yesterday, the Newsom press office account posted, "Final warning, Donald Trump. Maybe the most important warning in history. Stop cheating or California will redraw the maps. And guess who will announce it this week? Gavin Newsom. Many say the most loved and handsome governor and a very powerful team. Don't make us do it. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Well, that got 4.6 million views, 100,000 likes, and he did it. Or he is going to do it. Governor Gavin Newsom is hypothetically going to redistrict California before Texas is able to give us the edge, to flip the leverage. Someone said, Katie Miller reveals that her husband, Stephen Miller, only eats mayonnaise. Governor Newsom said, anyone want to guess why Voldemort, Stephen Miller, does this? They just get funnier and funnier. Like Wall Street Apes, which is one of these MAGA accounts on Twitter that's always posting fake stuff, then began replying to every single Governor Newsom post and replying in a really angry manner. So they'd be like, hey, don't you say that. Hey, for this one, they said, for every clown that marched in the No Kings protest in California, please refer to your deranged lunatic, drunk with power, worst governor in America, blah, blah, blah. They're just mad. So Governor Newsom in his press office, they say, we have turned MAGA troll account Wall Street Apes into a reply guy, pathetic and weak. It's so nice to see punchy, mocking rhetoric coming from Democrats. Someone in the last video in the comments said, is this account really associated with Governor Newsom? Yes, Governor Newsom is reposting this on his main account. This reads, Donald Taco Trump, as many call him, missed the deadline. California will now draw new, more beautiful maps. They will be historic as they will end the Trump presidency. Dems take back the House. Big press conference this week with powerful Dems and Gavin Newsom, your favorite governor. That will be devastating for MAGA. This entire thing is absolutely hilarious. And I want to know what you all think of it. Another interesting layer is that on Fox News, they are panicking about some of the protests that are breaking out. Protests in California broke out over the past week due to ICE raids. More protests in D.C. broke out in reaction to the National Guard being mobilized. And there's a distinction we should draw. Democrats are not defending criminals when we're going out there protesting. We're defending democracy. We're defending the executive branch, not mobilizing the military in whatever state they see fit. We're okay with cleaning up crime. That is not where the problem is. And that needs to be said. But Harris Faulkner from Fox News then begins to spread conspiracy theories that people are paid to go out and protest. The only problem is, she doesn't really know where the money is coming from, and they don't really know where the money is going to. They just think these protesters are paid.
And now, some new questions about the protesting that we are seeing. The New York Post is reporting dark money groups, which means you can't really see where the money's coming from or where it's going, including one run by left-wing billionaire George Soros, and no doubt his son Alexander, have spent more than $20 million funding protests against the brand new crime crackdown that Trump has just put into place, like, what, 48 hours ago?
See, that's the framing that they're trying to trap us in. No one's protesting, like, against crime crackdowns. Not a single sign, including the signs that they have, are saying, more crime, stop hurting criminals. What they're saying is statehood. Trump must go. I see free D.C. Even Governor J.B. Pritzker, my grave state of Illinois, well, I grew up in Indiana, Northwest Indiana, but I now live in Illinois. He was not pulling any punches today.
Kids and adults with autism, loving contributors to our society, don't deserve to be stigmatized by a weird Nepo baby who once stashed a dead bear in the backseat of his car.
Talking about RFK Jr. there, the weird Nepo baby who stashed a bear in the backseat of his car. I'm going to leave it there, though. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.